Traitor, written by Stephen Daisley and read by Paul English. He walked into the small police station at Ruatane with one of the Government Communications Security Bureau men in front of him and the other behind. Inspector Ogden led the way and said, "Mr. Munro, sit here, thank you." He indicated the chair with his hand as he walked and did not look back. The old man sat and looked through the high window at the passing clouds. There were two iron bars across the window, painted white. "We have asked you to come here today, Mr. Munro, to clear up a few matters in relation to your service during the First World War." The old man nodded and said,
"Yes, sir."
He had removed his hat and was holding it in his hands. "As you probably know, New Zealand has, in accordance with the ANZUS Defence Treaty, committed combat troops to Vietnam."
"No, sir. Vietnam?"
"Yes," Inspector Ogden said. He sat at the desk facing the old man. He reached into his coat pocket, took out a packet of Camel cigarettes and a Zippo cigarette lighter.
"Cigarette?"
He offered the packet.
"No, sir. Thank you."
Inspector Ogden extracted a cigarette from the packet and flicked open the lighter, lit the Camel and drew the smoke into his lungs, snapped the lighter shut.
"We are, as a precaution and on advice, and as a matter of routine national security, examining and questioning all those who have a cross-reference to trials by court-martial and or with known links to the Communist Party, conscientious objection, pacifism and Islam. You, Mr. Munro, tick the box, as it were, on at least four counts, perhaps all."
Smoke was trickling from both nostrils. The inspector placed his palm on a pile of yellow files. The top file was open.
I do. "Yes, you do," the inspector said quickly.
He had continued to stare at the file as he spoke. He looked up at the old man, his lips pressed together.
"I realise, Mr. Munro, that this occurred some time ago. Nevertheless, let me assure you that what we have here is still of some concern. Considerable concern, actually."
The old man nodded.
"Yes, sir." "Very good, then."
The inspector moved his hand and looked down.
"Your service record states that in October 1915, you aided a prisoner of war to escape from detention in a camp on the island of Lemnos, that you also deserted with the said prisoner. When you were later recaptured and imprisoned, you claim to have become a conscientious objector and a pacifist. You would not take up arms against the enemy, in that case the Germans. Is this true so far?"
The old man looked at his hands, his fingers holding his grey felt hat, said,
"Yes, sir."
He kept looking down, thumbs just starting to touch above the brim of the hat, his head beginning to shake gently from side to side.